Welcome back. A story that broke, I guess, a couple of days ago now that just has a lot of people, I think, shaking their heads. I was talking about this with Tom Mulcair, same kind of reaction from him as I think maybe most of us have. Up until now, the airline industry in this country has probably suffered more than in any other country. And the reason I say that is because in the United States, in Europe, there have been government bailouts into the billions of dollars or loans that have been made. In Canada, it's been sort of a good luck. Why don't you refund everybody's monies first, and then we can see what we can do. And that's gone on since the beginning. We're now into like month eight, month nine. And 2 days ago, our transport minister, Mark Arnault, finally came out and said, okay, we're going to help the airlines out, but here are our conditions. First of all, we need to see the airlines in this country refund money to people who booked vacations, booked trips before the pandemic, and then found out once everything got shut down, they weren't getting their money back. No refunds. They were getting vouchers, good for a couple of years, which for some people worked, but for many people did not. And of course, when you stop and think about that, the whole idea that you pay someone for a service, and then when the service isn't provided, you can't get your money back, is kind of ludicrous. But that's exactly the situation in this country. And again, when I reference other countries, in parts of Europe and parts of the U.S., there were refunds given. I'm not saying across the board by all airlines, but for the most part, refunds were handed out back to the people who booked business. Not here. I think WestJet may have just started to do this recently. But Air Canada, I know they've done some but haven't done others. They thought they were being singled out here. But for the most part, I keep getting text messages and emails from people all the time saying, I can't get my money back and I want my money back. I don't want a credit. So in one sense, it's nice that the minister came out and said, we're going to do something. But then to put it on the condition of refunding everyone's money and adding to that, by the way, the fact that in order to get that money from the government, oh, yeah, you have to resume all your transport to regional centers. So small airports that were doing no business, a couple of the airlines simply walked away and saying, we can't afford to do this anymore. But the government says, you better do it or you're not going to get your money. I'm trying to make sense of this at all because basically at the end of the day, it's tax money in versus tax money out. The government giving money to the airlines is Canadian taxpayer money. The money going back from the airlines to the consumer will be that same taxpayer money. So what have we achieved here? John Bardawill is a leader in helping organizations improve their customer service. Maybe you could improve the government's customer service in this area, John. Give me your opinion, first of all, on what you heard the transport minister say.
Well, it was interesting because, I mean, this has been a longstanding issue for the last 8 or 9 months, as you mentioned, Darren. And so it was more than overdue to have the minister make that announcement. That being said, I mean, this is a pretty crazy environment for everybody, but in particular, the whole concept, as you described, you know, asking for a service, paying for it, and not being able to get it is in fact, ludicrous. So the fact that they're trying to do something about that is great. I think the other thing to keep in mind, though, is that if the government offered this bailout to the airlines or some funding to support them through this and allowed the consumer not to be able to recoup that money, I think from a PR standpoint, it would be a bit of a nightmare for the government. So I think it's smart on them. The only question I have is who's going to race first to claim the PR prize, the government or the airlines in terms of being able to provide that service and that money back to the consumer.
You know, at the end of the day, we're not saying that the airlines are doing this maliciously necessarily. We know that, I mean, I think I saw a number the other day, Air Canada's business down something close to 90% in the past quarter. Thousands of people have been laid off. You want to see those people get their jobs back. I question, first of all, why the government waited this long while it was busy handing out money literally everywhere else, right? Small businesses, individuals, but not to an airline industry that basically employs thousands of people in this country. It would seem now, and I'm not even sure in hindsight, we were talking about this months ago, that was mistake number one, waiting for this to get worse and hoping for what? For the pandemic to end? And now stepping in and going ahead and announcing a plan. What do you think happens here? How does this play out?
Well, I think finally, just the consumer complaints that were coming in finally added up to a point where it became a pain point for the government, and they knew they had to do something about it. I think the other piece of this is that the airlines were lobbying very aggressively, saying, look, this is not ending anytime soon, and we thought this was going to end sooner than it is, at least from a travel industry perspective, and so we need some help. And, you know, so that's they literally went to the government with their hands out. And the government finally responded. And to be honest with you, from a political standpoint, you can see why they might have delayed it, because there was more risk in bailing out the airline versus, you know, helping small businesses, which where their votes are going to come from.
Yeah, it seems to me, though, airlines pay a lot of money in taxes, and the thousands of people they employ do as well. And at the end of the day, once this is all over, you could work something out then. But to force their hand and watch their business go down the drain, again, just seems wrong to me. And I'm not saying, you know, the airlines are angels in this one. Not at all, John. But so from a PR point of view, this has been sort of the first step, first, you know, move by the government to try to do something. What do the airlines do? Do they say, thank you very much, and we'll fix everything? Or how do you see this, as I said, playing out?
Well, that's where I think the consumer has to be a little bit cautious, because the whole concept that they're going to refund the consumer is filled with all sorts of minefields of issues. So, for example, you know, which flights and travel credits get compensated back? If the airline canceled a flight, yes, I get that. If the customer canceled a flight because of COVID, do they get compensated back? If there were destination restrictions through third countries, oh, okay, you can't travel somewhere, does that get covered?
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, you think about airline changes in terms of flight locations, and that's one of the things that we're dealing with right now. You're seeing the airlines trying to manage themselves efficiently with the small volume they have. So what they're doing is their people are booking flights to certain locations. They're canceling those flights because they can't get enough travelers on it, and then they're booking them to somewhere else if they want to go to a different city. And this is causing a lot of problems for people, and they still can't get their money back. They're getting a credit back instead. So there's quite a few challenges in this whole refund concept. So even if the government does get an agreement with the airlines, how that actually gets executed and refunded back to the consumer is fraught with all sorts of questions.
Yeah, welcome to the paperwork this is going to bring. John, I should point out, by the way, it was fascinating yesterday in the announcement, of course, that Pfizer's got this a vaccine candidate that, you know, is getting closer, 90%, you know, I guess it was yesterday, right? More than 90% efficient, so maybe that's going up. All the airline stocks yesterday went up on that news, thinking that with that, people will start to travel more. I think they might have been ahead of themselves on that one, but it was interesting to see across the board, the entire industry yesterday got a bump, so we'll see where that goes.
I was going to say, we've coined something in our company called customer fear perception, which is all a result of COVID. And really what it's about is the fact that because of this particular virus and because you can't see it, people are making decisions based on their fear of the virus. It's not something they can see. They can't feel it. It's all their perception. And what's happening is we're going to see a delayed response in people, even when the vaccine comes, before they actually get back to their normal behavior.
Yeah, I think that's very, very true. John, thank you so much. Appreciate your time today.
You're welcome, Aaron.
John Bardawill on what's going to be happening between our federal government and our Canadian airlines. Again, it's based on his explanation there with all that paperwork involved. I imagine this will take a long, long time.